If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Operating in a new studio, operating with the newest version of Adobe Audition. This is Ask the Garden Geek. And hi, everyone. I'm Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek, and I am here today to enlighten you and hope that I can get used to this new program. Because here's what I'm not seeing. I don't think I'm seeing the clock. Yep, there's the clock. Okay, you're just kind of helping me get through this whole thing right now to where I can do the show and get this done. So that's how we're going to do that. The clock is working. I've been using an older version of Adobe Audition, and we've been having technical problems like you would not believe. By the way, Adobe Audition is a very high-end audio editing program, and the version I had was probably four or five years old. Now I'm operating with the very newest, very, very, very newest. So here we are. Anyway, hope you're having a great week. I've been having a great week. We have been having so much rain here in West Central Florida that it is just unreal. By the way, I'm operating on a new microphone stand too. And I'm kind of intimidated by it. It's got one of those pop filters in the front of it, and it's the pop filter is so big I can't see around it. It's just weird. But getting used to things, you know, change, evolution, all of this good type of stuff. And I'm recording this on Thursday night as we move into the week. And today I mowed my lawn for the second time this week. First time I mowed the lawn was Sunday, and now it is Thursday, and the backyard is essentially weeds, because I killed off the backyard with Roundup, or the generic version of Roundup, to plant Bermuda in there. And then I said we were in a terrible drought situation, and I said I wasn't going to plant any Bermuda until the rain started coming. Well, then weeds just grew up, and wild Bermuda grew back there, but a lot of weeds grew back there. And I never got around to planting the Bermuda now that we're into the rainy season. And because we are in July, I am not allowed to use fertilizer. So I hesitate to, you know, plant grass right now. So unfortunately, I think I'm going to plant the grass in September, which means I'm going to have to go kill off the weeds in the existing wild Bermuda back there, and then plant the grass in September and see if I can get it established over the fall and really start building on it next year. But I got to tell you, the weeds grew like so crazy back there in my front yard, which I have been fertilizing and, you know, nurturing along. Now I'm not fertilizing again because of the fertilizer ban, but my last fertilization was with Milorganite, heavy dose, and it is just, you know, growing like crazy. So here I am twice a week pulling out the mower and mowing the yard. And I don't know if that is happening where you live, but it's happening a lot here. It is just tremendous, the amount of work I'm doing out in my own yard, let alone clients' yards. And speaking of clients' yards, I was at one this morning. I have never been to a nicer house in this area. I've been to bigger houses. This house was about 3,500 square feet, single story. The landscaping was lush. It was beautiful. And they had, in the backyard, in the corner, they had coconut palms growing. Coconut palms do not grow here. It is too cold for coconut palms to grow here. But they have successfully grown coconut palms. And the question that they asked me was that the coconuts were not producing big enough fruit, you know, the big enough coconuts, and they said that the taste was not up to their standards, and what could I do? And I was like at a total loss because I have zero experience with coconut palms. Now, several years ago, I owned some property down on Pine Island, Florida, and we were going to move there. We didn't because of a string of events that happened that just totally changed our life. But we had three building lots there. We were going to build in the center one, and I was going to garden on the other two. I was going to get into actually growing palms down there. And I would have gotten experience with coconut palms down there. I would have. Never happened, though, unfortunately. It was just one of those things that never, ever happened, but something that I wish could have happened. And in any respects, I never learned. So I had to call a friend. I called my buddy Stan DeFritis on the cell phone. I said, listen, I said, you're not going to believe this. And this is in Tampa. This is in Tampa. And it was in an area that gets cold. But they said that they put lights on this thing, on these trees. They had three of them back there in a cluster. And that they kept it warm on cold nights. And, you know, they planted them 3 years ago. And to tell you the honest God truth, for the past 4 to 5 years, we've had very mild winters here. So the trees have been thriving back there. They actually went and bought them down in South Florida, had them moved up here and planted, and have not been successful. They got no coconuts growing at all until last year and this year again, but they're small and they're not, you know, doing well. And Stan said, you know, wanted to know what fertilization they were using. And I put him on the speakerphone, and he made some really interesting fertilizer things, and also suggested injecting the trees with nutrients. So he's going out to do that. But, I mean, that was just kind of weird to see that. And they had sea grape growing back there, and sea grape does not grow in this area very well, especially where they are, because they're kind of north of where I live. And I had a friend who had sea grape growing in St. Petersburg, which is south of me a little bit. Sea grape really starts growing once you get south of the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, which I'm sure many of you know what that is. It's a big, beautiful bridge that takes from St. Petersburg down to the Sarasota area. But once you get south of there, you can grow sea grape. I've never been successful growing it myself, and I love it. That was another thing I was looking forward to moving to South Florida about, was I wanted to grow sea grape. These people had sea grape growing on the side of their yard, and it looked lovely. But again, they planted it 3 years ago, and we have not had a freeze. I don't think we've had a freeze here in close to 5 years. So my old buddy Donnie, old caller from the show, lives in Alabama, and he lives in a small town in Alabama. Guy loves to grow palm trees, and it gets cold. I mean, it gets bitter cold where he lives, and he had palm trees growing like crazy there, and he would wrap those things in the winter. He would wrap them in Christmas lights, and then wrap blankets around that. And he kept a lot of palms up there growing. I don't know if he's doing, I haven't talked to Donnie in a while, but I don't know if he's still doing that or if he's just getting tired, because during the winter it was a full-time job keeping the palms alive at his house where he lived. And, you know, myself, I don't like palms. When I bought my house in Tarpon Springs 30 years ago, there was like 13 palms on this property. I had a good-sized piece of property up there. Small house, good-sized piece of property. The very first thing I did was I got rid of the palms. In those days, there was a lot of developing going on, and you could sell your palms to landscapers. And they, as they needed them, they would come and remove them from your property. Well, I told this broker lady who brokered these pumps, I said, tell you what, I don't want any money. I just want you to come get them all out. And I've got all these shrubs in the front of my house that are overgrown, and I know you're going to have a crane. If you bring your crane here and pull out all those shrubs, you can take all the palms right now. And she said, yes, yes. So they showed up, and the first thing they did was remove all those shrubs. They would took a crane, hook cables around them, and pulled them all out. It was a giant, it would have been a giant job for us to dig these shrubs out. I mean, there was old, overgrown, all kinds of stuff that needed to be removed so we could re-landscape. And they just pulled them out like crazy. Then the next thing you know, they had their big scoop trucks, and they were just pulling palms off the property. And there was zero palms. And there were some pretty valuable palms on there. There was a sago. There were some sagos that were nice. There was, all kinds of, there were fan palms that were very nice. There were all kinds of them. They got rid of all of them. And I planted an oak tree in the front yard. And we planted a golden rain tree in the corner of the front yard. And we planted it from a 3-gallon pot. And I swear we would sit out on our front porch and watch this rain tree just grow and grow and grow. But yeah, I'm not a big palm lover. I like a lot of other trees, but I don't like palms. Anyway, this is Ask the Garden Geek. I hope you learned something. I don't know what this is. Ask the Garden Geek.
Struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Once again, in the new studio with a complete new setup, new microphone stand, new audio software. Same audio software, newer version of audio software that has a couple of tweaks in it that I need to get used to. Hi, everyone. Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross. I am your chief geek, and I got a letter. Yeah, we just get a letter. Actually, I get emails. I used to get letters. Back when we started this show, you know, 34 years ago, we got letters because there was no email. You know, nobody had email. So we used to get letters. We used to get a lot of letters. You know, getting letters is fun. Reading letters was even more fun, and people would send me pictures. And now I get email at michaelcross@gmail.com. You can email me there, and I get a lot of really good email. So I've got one email. I've got several of them I'm going to be talking about. But in this segment, I want to talk about one in particular that came through, and this was a gentleman who lives in Indiana, and he has subterranean termites. And, you know, he knows it's a gardening show, but he knows I'm a certified pest control operator. And he had a Centricom system put in, and he wanted to know if that's a good way to get rid of subterranean termites. Let me explain to you. Subterranean termites live in the soil, and they enter the house through tiny little cracks, and they eat the wood. Subterranean termites eat wood relatively quickly. I mean, you know, not super fast, but if you get subterranean termites, you need to take care of it. There are two ways to take care of subterranean termites. One is by using a chemical. The most popular chemical, and the one that I recommend, is a product called Termidor. There's also a generic version of Termidor with the exact same active ingredient, and it is called Taurus. So if your pest control company is going to use Termidor or Taurus, they're the same chemical, essentially. And that works right here, right now, gets rid of the subterranean termites. I've been doing this kind of work for over 40 years, and I will tell you that I've seen nothing like Termidor for eliminating subterranean termites. And before we had Termidor, we went for a long period of time, 10-year period of time, when all of the products that were on the market to control subterranean termites did not do it. They just did not work. Oh my goodness, pest control companies were getting sued left and right. And then someone came out, well, I'll tell you, Dow Chemical came out with termite baiting, and they came out with the Centricon system. And what termite baiting, it was actually developed in Florida by a professor who worked for the University of Florida. And it was fabulous, I have to tell you, because back then nothing worked. And then they came out with this, but it had very strict rules to it. And what they did is they put these little termite bait stations all around your house. And the termites, during your regular foraging, would find these termite bait stations, which initially had a piece of wood in it. And every month, these things would have to get checked. And so, you know, so it was labor intensive. The pest control company would send somebody out and they would pull these things out every month. And when they had termites, they would take the piece of wood out and replace it with a insect growth regulator type of termite bait. And it wasn't an insect growth regulator. It was a, it was not a chemical type pesticide, but it was a growth hormone type thing that would, well, not, and that's not the word either. I'm forgetting the word, but hydromethyl, no, gosh, what was the name of the initial one? Difluvibenzuron was the initial one. And the termites would eat it. It wouldn't kill them right away, but they would take it back to the nest to feed it to the queen, and it would crash the colony. It was extremely effective. But Dow was the one who was putting it out. They had very strict rules, which I absolutely loved Dow for. Everybody who was in that had to have a computer program that Dow had access to. Dow could get, if you were a pest control business and you were doing Centricom, Dow had remote access to your computer to get in and check your monitoring. Plus, Dow had people, and they still do, they would run around and check some of your stations to make sure you were monitoring them perfectly. That is why the Centricom system, to this day, remains, in my opinion, the very best termite baiting system out there. And that is because of Dow's very strict rules. Now they don't, now the Centricom system of today, all of the bait stations already have the bait in it. And it's not difluvibenzuron, it's a newer version of this type of insecticide that alters the pest. And it's very, very, very effective. So, and it speeds things along. But Dow is still very strict on how these things have to be monitored and how they're done. And it's still very effective. So, yes, the answer to the question is absolutely yes, you did well by doing that. And a lot of people do not like the fact of somebody coming and putting chemicals in the soil all the way around their house. So some people love termite baiting. Now, are there other termite baiting systems out there that are good? Yes, I'll name a couple. The you know, and there are a couple. One that I happen to like is a Florida-based one, but it's sold, you know, pest control companies around the country use it. They use difluvibenzuron as their active ingredient, but this is called the Home Guard system. And what makes the Home Guard system totally unique is, I even did a video about this, is that the guy that invented it, the bait, he invented a bait station that has a patented way of working that is different than Centricom or the others, in that sunlight gets into it through the top, and somehow it actually attracts termites to the station. And when it gets in there and they get into the difluvibenzuron, it's effective. But here's the downfall, okay? And I love the guy who invented it. I think he's a genius. I think he's just a total genius. There are no regulations on the companies who use it. In other words, there's no follow-up. So a pest control company could come out and sell you that system. And any of the others that are on the market, they could sell you that system. And there's nothing telling them that they've got to monitor those things. You know, there's just nothing out there that tells them that they have to come out and monitor it. So you don't know if it's going to work or not. The only one out there that is, you know, that I can promise you they're monitoring is the Centricom system. And there's another one that you can monitor yourself. Look this up. It's called the Red Eye Monitoring System. Check it out. Just Google it. Red Eye Termite Monitoring System. You can install it yourself, and you can just look at it. You see a little red thing. If you don't see a little red thing, termite termite. Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Mike. We'll be right back.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Very frustrating. A listener in Michigan by the name of Wayne, I also call him the Mad Dog, sent me either on Facebook or on email a really good question with a bunch of pictures of different pesticides. And I was so looking forward to going over that word by word in this segment, and I can't find it. I can't find it on Facebook. Can't find it on Facebook Messenger. I can't, let me look at my phone here, into my messenger, on my Facebook messenger, on my phone. I just cannot find it anywhere, and it was such, let's see, is there a Wayne in here? It's not on my messenger. Let me see if I can remember. If memory serves me correctly, and I get a lot of emails, and I'm old, okay? Leave me alone. He has blueberries up in Michigan, and there are pictures on his Facebook page of the blueberries, and they look gorgeous. And he sent me pictures where he's got them netted off to where birds can't get to them, which is very good. But he said something's eating the leaves, just chomping down on it. And then he gave me pictures of four different pesticides, malathion being one, there were several insecticides. And he said, which one is the best for this? And he also didn't know what was chomping down. And Wayne, I'm going to tell you, in my opinion, what was chomping down was some type of caterpillar that was probably nocturnal, comes out at night. That's going to be my guess. And as far as all of the pesticides that you had listed there, malathion being one, what was the others? Oh, the other one was imidacloprid. It was a Bayer product that had imidacloprid in it. Another one had, as the active ingredient, a Bayamatian. I can't pronounce that. All of these are chemical pesticides. And on stuff that I eat, I generally don't like to use chemical pesticides. And I think it was a caterpillar, so I would have gone with a Bacillus thuringiensis is what I would have gone with, a BT product. And there's a bunch of them out there, Dipel, Thuricide. Just look around. The imidacloprid product, I would have stayed away from because of its systemic action. The malathion, maybe, but I would have used it very lightly. But I just think I would go with a BT product is what I would go with. And I think that would, or even an insecticidal soap, but probably a BT product. Because those blueberries that I saw on your Facebook page looked absolutely delicious. And I'm just, I'm not against using pesticides in agriculture or, in your garden. I just don't do it myself. I eat all kinds of vegetables that have been sprayed with pesticides that I buy at the grocery store. I do not spend the extra money for organically grown veggies or fruits. I just don't, because I have confidence in the way that pesticides are delivered in agriculture. It's highly regulated. Pesticides have gotten a lot better over the years, a lot safer and better. But if it's something that I'm growing myself, I just find other ways. That's just my choice. And I don't grow a lot of things that I eat anymore. I used to grow a lot more. And I'm hoping that next year I have more time to grow more things that I eat. But when I do grow something that I eat, I don't use chemical pesticides. And again, I don't object to you doing that, but my recommendation to you, Wayne, on this would be to use one of the BT products, and I think you will be fine. if you are going to use any of the chemicals that I remember in your post, I think that malathion would have been my choice, simply because it doesn't have a long shelf life as far as activity, and you can wash it off before you eat your blueberries. So that would have probably been my choice. But I sure would like to see that wherever you sent that to me, you know, because I would just like to see that. Anyway, I'm going to post this segment on your Facebook page so you can hear it right away. So it'll be right there for you. I'm not exactly sure how to do that yet. I've done it before, but I will do that, and I will get that off to you. By the way, your garden looks lovely and wonderful. By the way, and here's another thing. I met an organic gardener who grows a lot of stuff, and this is really strange. He grows a lot of stuff for his family. He doesn't sell any of the stuff he grows, but he's got a pretty big garden. And I went out and I saw it, and I said, how do you keep the weeds down? Because one of the problems, especially where I live, with organic gardening, are weeds just come up like crazy, and you're constantly out there pulling weeds. And if you don't pull the weeds, what's going to happen is the weeds are going to suck up all the nutrients that your plants, you know, for your food, and it's just going to be impossible for you. So it's a very labor-intensive. I said, you guys must be out here pulling weeds like every other day, especially with all this rain we're getting. And you know what he told me? This is an organic gardener, okay? He uses nothing but organic fertilizer. He uses no insecticides. He uses a generic version of Roundup to control his weeds. I said, that's not organic. And he goes, well, it kind of is. He says, and this guy is very smart man. He's elderly man, but he's very well researched. And he said, glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup, touches the green part of the plant, and it translocates down into the soil, and it, you know, or through the roots, not into the soil. It translocates in through the roots down to the bottom of the root and kills the entire plant. And he says, then once it's dead, I just hoe it over. And I said, but you're using a chemical. He goes, yeah, but it's a chemical that is totally, by the way, I'm not agreeing with this guy. Let me go on record as saying that if you're going to be organic, you can't use Roundup. But he's organic and he's using Roundup. But he says it has no effect. He has found zero research that glyphosate has, zero credible research that glyphosate has an adverse effect on soil. And, you know, he's not spraying his veggies with it. He's simply spraying the weeds that are growing up next to the veggies. He's shielding his veggies, but spraying the weeds. And the weeds die out and just biodegrade into the soil and turn into an organic form of nitrogen, which makes his organic end of things even better, because all these microbes and everything start coming into the soil. I think it's, you know, okay, a lot of that makes sense, but he's not organic. He's organic in every other way. He doesn't use a chemical pesticide on any of his plants. He does use BT products for caterpillars. He uses insecticidal soaps. And by the way, he buys raw insecticidal soap, and then he mixes it with pyrethiums himself. Safer used to do that for you. Company Safer used to have insecticidal soap with pyrethium. Pyrethium, by the way, is ground up chrysanthemums. And the product has just disappeared. I can't find it anywhere. Well, and that's what this guy told me. He goes, he buys, one-gallon cans of insecticidal soap, and he creates his own by adding the pyrethium to it and turning it into a spray, and he sprays it, and it's very, very effective, he says. I used to love the Safer insecticidal soap with pyrethiums, and maybe they still make it. I just haven't found it anywhere. And I like it, but I haven't found it. So this guy's creating his own, and he uses a lot of that. And I talked to him about, well, you might want to try using one of the soaps like Amway LOC or Shaklee Basic H, or for that matter, what is the blue one, the dishwashing soap that you buy at the grocery store? It's out in my kitchen. That one's pretty good too. And just using that and adding some of your pyrethium to that. And he was gonna look into that. He was actually gonna buy some Amway LOC and look into that. But yeah, this is an organic gardener who is using Roundup and swearing by it. It's crazy. The world is full of crazy people. This is Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Curls. Have a super day.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold.
Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now.
If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now, 800-303-3398.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
All right, this is kind of exciting. Tomorrow, which is Friday, I'm recording this on Thursday night. Tomorrow, which is Friday, I'm going down to the town of Palmetto, Florida, where I have to go and look at a zoysia lawn that was installed last fall by plugs. The guy installed this lawn by plugs, and he's having some issues, and I'm going to go look at it. I get a ton of emails from people, and it usually happens in the spring, by the way, remember, you know, the ads that used to be in the Sunday paper magazine for buying zoysia plugs? You always saw this woman wearing an evening dress, and she had pearls on, and it says, "Woman plugs her yard with zoysia grass, and isn't zoysia wonderful?" And, you know, and you buy plugs and you got free plugs and you got a plugger and you could just, they said, yes, put it into the existing lawn and it would take over the other lawn. And I always got asked about this. And I tell you what, I had a really good friend on Long Island who attempted to do this 35, 40 years ago. He attempted to do this in his backyard. He went and he ordered those zoysia plugs off the Sunday paper. And he got the plugger. He ordered a whole bunch of these things. And he had tall fescue and some type of bluegrass. He said he just had a bad yard. And he stuck these plugs everywhere, followed the instructions to the label, and stuck these plugs everywhere. And it did not work. And he was frustrated because he had neighbors who had zoysia grass, and the zoysia grass looked wonderful. So he let it go for years, just let it go for years, and none of the plugs took, absolutely none of them. And he didn't try and get his money back or anything. He figured maybe he didn't do something right or whatever. Then he decided he was going to do it again, but he wasn't going to buy the zoysia plugs mail order. He went to a local nursery in Farmingdale, Long Island, and he bought zoysia grass plugs right there. And he says the plugs he bought from there were larger. You know, he said 4 or 5 times larger than the ones that came in the mail. And they told him to spray out the yard with Roundup and then install the plugs and fertilize it with this special fertilizer. I have no idea what it was. Put a little bit of the fertilizer in the holes before you put the plugs in there, and then every month fertilize for, you know, several months. Do it in the spring. And he did that. And they grew together wonderfully. Now, I have been doing this radio show for 34 years. I have never met anyone who is successful with the mail order zoysia plugs, but I have talked to hundreds of people who have plugged their lawn with zoysia the way that this guy up in Farmingdale did. And I know people down in Florida who have done it. I know people in Michigan. I know people in Alabama. I know people in Tennessee. I know people all over the place who have done it successfully that way, not by buying the mail order plugs, but buying them from your local nursery and installing them that way. Now, zoysia was not a very popular grass in Florida because of something down here that we have called nematodes, which are microscopic eelworms that get into the soil, and there are staying in lance nematodes, and the lance nematodes were, I think they are called endoparasitic nematodes. They get inside the root and just start eating the root. And that was a problem with zoysia. But as I understand it, the new zoysias are totally resistant to nematodes. And I have seen now several zoysia lawns successfully grown in Florida. And I'm going down to Palmetto, which is about 45 miles from my house, over the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, tomorrow to look at one that has been growing together successfully. And, you know, I can't wait to see it. I am just so looking forward. But if you are going to plug a lawn, this is not the time of year to do it. In my opinion, the best time to plug a lawn or to start a lawn from plugs is in the fall, September, October. And the way that I recommend that you do it is the way that my friend up in New York in Farmingdale did. And that is spray out the existing lawn with Roundup. I would use the generic version of Roundup because it's a lot cheaper. You want the 40% active ingredient. Then I think you mix that 3 ounces, if I remember the label correctly, 3 ounces in a gallon of water. Use a fan sprayer and spray the existing lawn. 5 to 7 days later, the lawn dies out. You don't remove the grass at all. You leave it there to rot away. And then with any kind of plugs, I like to go 20-inch centers. And I get an auger on a drill. I use a little auger, and I drill a little hole. It's a round hole. The plugs are square, by the way. But I drill a round hole because that's what I have the auger for. And I do a line, and I do them 20 inches, approximately 20 inches apart. And then I go 20 inches, and I make another line, but I do it in a checkerboard-type fashion. And I can get a lawn done. I have probably personally plugged 1,000 lawns. Yeah, I'm going to say that in Florida, I have personally plugged 1,000 lawns. In the 80s, we were doing that and doing a lot of them and making a lot of money doing it, by the way. And we grew successful, wonderful lawns. We were plugging St. Augustine. We were plugging Floritam and Florentine Bitter Blue St. Augustine lawns in those days. I have never plugged a zoysia lawn myself, but I'm so looking forward to going down and seeing this. Zoysia has a lot of advantages. It is a slow grower, which is a nice thing. It's very thick, and it's not terribly bad to walk on in bare feet. It's not as soft as Bermuda, but it's still not bad to walk. And I judge a lawn that way, by the way. St. Augustine grass, I don't particularly like to walk on it in bare feet. Argentine Bahia grass, I love to walk on in bare feet. Kentucky bluegrass, love to walk on it in bare feet. But zoysia grass, not bad. Not as good as those others that I mentioned. But not a bad grass, and it's pretty resilient to a lot of things. So I'm looking forward to looking at that. So if you got a zoysia lawn and you're happy, let me know. MichaelKroos@gmail.com. This is Ask the Garden Geek. Have a deliciously wonderful weekend.
The
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.